Parshas Mishpatim, Beis Hashem, Matziata Dishmaya. Some thoughts here from the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas. Now, as some people are not aware, those of us that don't do Maver Sedra, there's actually more information given about what happened in Maimed Har Sinai in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Yisro speaks a lot about Maimed Har Sinai and Aseres HaDibros, that's why it's like most famous. But if you would ask the random person, which parasha does it say Nasa v'Nishma? Most people would probably say Parashas Yisro. Wrong. They would be out in the very first stage of the Shemen Lema'ar. They wouldn't make it there because it's not there in Parashas Yisro. It's actually in the end of Parashas Mishpatim. What is it doing there? Because end of Parashas Mishpatim, we go back to what happened at Har Sinai. Why the break? That's not for now. But listen to what the Pasuk says. Interesting stuff. And and if you never really studied it, you should be fascinated at what it says here. The Pasuk speaks about the fact that Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, and it says the following thing. Vayishlach es Nare b'nei Yisrael. They sent the Nare b'nei Yisrael. Uncle says Bukhre, the Bukhrim. Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam. Moshe took half of the blood because they shechted animals. Took chatzi adam. Vayosem be'agonois. What are be'agonois? The Unkula says, b'mizrakaya. Mizrakaya is a mizrak. Mizrak is like a basin. It's something that you are a receptacle. Mizrak echad. We speak about it often in the Karbanos. So over here, the agonois is the Unkulis, Rabbi Sai, which is the authority on Chumash. This is authentic, like from the source. It says, agonois are mizrakaya. So there it took them there. B'chatzi adam, zorak al mizbeach. And half of the dam is thrown on the mizbech. So what's going on over here? Half of the dam. What is this story with half of the dam? What exactly is being taught? So there's an interesting thing, which is that Rashi says, "Vayikach Moshe chatzi hadam." Rashi says there, what was that? It wasn't really Moshe. Rashi says, "Malach ba v'chilkoi." An angel came and split it. Because when you say in half, what do we mean in half? We mean in half. So who is it that did this? It was a malach. And the makor for this Rashi is a medrash. And the medrash says that there was a malach that came. Bidmus Moshe came in the form of Moshe, in the image of Moshe, and split the dam. Now there's something that's very interesting. There's a malach that came in the image of Moshe. Who this malach is, we'll yet to see. But how do we know that it was why does the Medrash know the Malach came and Dumas? Because the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe's Chatzi Adam. The Pasuk says it was Moshe. Well, it wasn't Moshe, it was a Malach. Well, it was a Malach that looked like Moshe. So a Malach came, split the Dam. Half of it went on the Mizbeach. And the other half of the Dam was for the Am. It was Nizrak for the Am. So who is this Malach? So there's a pirish on the Medrash, which is called the Yedei Moshe, that says this Malach, his name was Matatroin. Matatroin is the name of a Malach. We're not so familiar with this Malach. We're familiar with other Malachim, like Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Kunstlers, Raphael's, and Oiriel, that's another Malach maybe you heard of. There's a Malach who's got like a whole different type of name. He's called Matatroin. We're going to talk about him a little bit today. It's Matatron Sar Haponim. He was not just a Malach. He has like a very prominent position. He's the Sar. He's like a minister. He's called Matatron Sar Haponim. He has a unique job. He's also called the Sofer. He's also called the Scribe. Moshe used this Malach. And listen to this. The Malach looked like Moshe. It's not a coincidence because Matatron Sar Haponim is Rashi Tevois. Moshe. So says the Bira on the Medrash, Moshe took Matatroin and got Matatroin to do this. So we have to understand a little bit about Matatroin, a little bit more about Moshe, understand why do we need the Malach, what are we doing, what's this whole story, what's going on over here. So it says the following thing, if you look, Matatroin, if you take the Gematria, those that have pens, Matatroin is spelled Mem Tes Tes Resh Vav Nun. Matatroin is Gematria Chatzi Adam, Chatzi Adam. Chatzi Adam, Chatzi Adam. Half, no, just half on this side, half on that side. Chatzi Adam, Chatzi Adam, Matatroin. So Matatran is really the right person for the job, obviously. Why, we don't know yet, but it seems to me that that's Matatran's position. Now, the Zohar says also the following thing. Listen to this amazing thing. The Zohar says that no one was allowed to use Matatran. That's why we don't know about him. Because Raphael came to Avraham Avinu, and Michael, Gabriel, these are Malachim that everyone, those are the Malachim that are around. Those are the ones that usually, the only one who is allowed to use Matatran was one person in history. Who's that?
Moshe.
Makes sense. Moshe, Sar Apnim. Moshe. I mean, Matatran, Sar Apnim. Moshe. Moshe, Matatran, they get along. And he says, Zohar, listen to this. Tikkuni HaZohar says, the Mate of Moshe, Mate Matatran, it's coming from the same source. Moshe's mate was really the koyach of the malach Matatran. So we got to understand what this is. What is going on over here? It's a little bit, it's hard to us understand what's this inyan of why Moshe has to use Matatran and only Moshe can use Matatran. Let's try to understand. Okay. The pasuk says, "Vayoytzi Moshe sa'am lekras ha'elokim." Moshe took Klal Yisrael out to greet the greeting of Hashem. "Vayoytzi am lekras elokim." Rashi says that the relationship of the going out, this whole thing, this whole description, says Rashi, is just like a chasen and a kala, like v'huke chasen yoytzi michupasoi. He goes out of his chuppah. We do Kabbalah Shabbos. We go out. We go out to accept Shabbos. Boy v'neitze likras Shabbos malchusa is what we say. The Zohar says right before. Boy v'neitze likras Shabbos. Let's go out. Hu kechasin yoytze mechupasai. So it says in the pasuk. Vayoytze Moshe sa'am likras elokim. Says Rashi. Shechina yotze likrasam kechasin hayoytze likras kala. The relationship of Klal Yisrael to Hashem is kind of like a relationship of marriage. And many of the minhagim that we learn for marriage are learned from the relationship that happened at Har Sinai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And that's why the mazel of the month of Sivan, does anyone know what every month has its own mazel? Anyone know what the mazel of the month of Sivan is? It's the mazel of Tumim. Tumim are twins. It's coming to establish that that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of like we're together. We'll use the word partners. We're partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what is being symbolized by Chatzi Hadam, says the Kushan of Tzamagit. Chatzi Hadam, Chatzi Hadam. Half of this Dam is going on the Mizbeach. Half of this Dam is for the Am, which means it's us and Hashem. And we're entering into a partnership. Just like a bris. A bris is a covenant. So we're entering into this partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. During the month of Tumim, the month of Sivan, which is the month of Tumim, of twins, which is, they're like equals. We're partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it says in the Medrash. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have this blood. Ma nase b'chelkecho. What shall I do with your chelek of the dam? He says, Zroik ala am. Throw it on the people. What shall I do with their chelik of the dam? Zroik agam in Mizbeach. So chatzi adam zorik al Mizbeach, and chatzi adam went to the arm. And that's what was happening here in this story of the dam, that we're kind of trying to forge this relationship of tu'umim, of partners. Now, the Medrash tells us something interesting about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash says, On the pasuk, Zoyis Abrocha Sheberach Moshe Ish Ha Elokim. Says the Medrash, is he an Ish or is he Elokim? Which one is he? Ish Ha Elokim. Says the Medrash, Chetziv Lemata Ish, Chetziv Lemala Elokim. Rabbi Stark spoke about this a little bit during the Shmuz. Chetziv Lemata Ish, Chetziv Lemala Elokim. That's why we have Gartels. So we say every day in the beginning of davening, Oizer Yisrael b'gevura, that there's this. Moshe Rabbeinu was it in an extreme way, more than anyone else. He was Ish Elokim. He was like half man, half malach. or half shayach to ruchnius. Chetzi of lemala, says the Maral, we needed Moshe to be that way. Moshe was going to be the go-between between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Hashem is in Shemayim, we're down here. What's going to connect us? You need someone who could bridge. Who could bridge? Someone who's half in this world, half in that world. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to create the connection between the two worlds because he lived in both of them. The pasuk says, "Anochi oimed bein Hashem ubeinechem." Moshe said, "I'm standing between Hashem and between you." Why? Because I got one foot in one world and one foot in the other. Or Chetziv lemata is Adam, Chetziv lemala is Elokim, and that's who Moshe was. And that's pshat in the Gemara. This Gemara in Saita, strange Gemara. Gemara says they tried to find Moshe Rabbeinu's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. So what does the Gemara say? It says, "Amdu lemala." They were standing on top. Nidbelehem lamata. They thought it was on the bottom. Then lamata. Nidbelehem lamala. And then the pasuk says. Then the Gemara says, "Reb Brachia, Reb Chaim ben Chanina, Omer, Af Moshe Rabbeinu liyod heichon kavur." Even Moshe doesn't know where he was buried. What does that mean? How can Moshe not know where he's buried? So he says, based on the morale as follows: Moshe is half in this world, half in the next world. Chetziv lamala elokim, chetziv lamata is ish. So they want to know where Moshe is buried. It's like, okay, where is he? Where would you define him? Where would you say is his final resting place? Down here or up there? And it can't really be defined. You know why? Because he's in both. He's in both places. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't really have a place where you'd say is his one place where his defining point. Even Moshe doesn't know where he's buried. Moshe lived in these two worlds. And we say that that is necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to be the connector. And when we speak about the Chatzi Adam, now we're doing the Chatzi Adam, half on this side, half on that side. Who's the one who's the one man who's capable of standing in the middle? Is Moshe. Because Chetzi of Lamala is for this Chetzi Adam. Chetzi of Lamata is for that Chetzi Adam. That is Moshe. So now, listen to this fascinating thing. The Targum Unkelus tells us on the Pasuk. I'm sorry, Targum Yonason. I apologize. Different Targum. It says in the Pasuk, "Vayishalech Chanoich Es Ha'elokim." Chanoich followed Hashem, ve'einenu, and he's gone. Ki lokach oisoy Elokim. Hashem took Chanoich. This is before the Mabel. Chanoich disappeared. It doesn't say Chanoich died. He disappeared. Where did he go? Says the Targum Yoinasan. V'silik lirikia means he went up to Shamayim. B'meimar kodom Hashem, with the word. V'kare shmei matatroin safra rabba. And his name became matatron. In other words, safra rabba is the great scribe. In other words, Chanoich, a human being, became a malach. The malach, matatroin, had a physical, some sort of physical manifestation, and he was, and then he became the person. Chanoich became a malach matatroin. Now Tosfos has a problem with this. Tosfos brings this also. Tosfos has a very big problem. He says, hold on a second. Matatroin is sarapnim, which means that he was one of the ministers. He was there. He had to have been there from when the world was created. You can't say he was introduced. Noach was already like 10 generations in. So it can't be that matatroin wasn't around. He's the sarapnim. Tosfos asks this question. Says Tosfos, listen. Every person really has two identities. There's the lamala and the lamata. So there could be the lamala of matatron was always up there. But there was a lamata of matatron, which was Chanoich, and only got to Shamayim after he was born. So you're right. In his spiritual form, he always existed up there. But he connected to that was the physical form. And Moshe also has. You know when Hashem calls out to Moshe, what does he say? Anyone know? Hashem calls to Moshe and he says, Moshe, Moshe. Why say twice? Because there's two Moshes. There's a physical and there's a spiritual. And Matatron also has that. Now Matatron is human, because it's Chanoich, and is also a Malach. He's a Sarapnim. Moshe is Chetziv Lemata Elohim, Chetziv Lemala Ish. That's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that Moshe is Rosh Yitevas Matatron Sarapnim, because they carry the same qualities. No one else in the world has those. Now, why did Matatron have to do that? Says the Belzer Rebbe. Matatron was called the Sofer. He's called mentioned Safar Rabba, the scribe. He had to write about people. Says the Belzer Rebbe. There's no malach that's going to understand people unless he's a person. And a malach is not a person. So who's the only one that can really scribe, means write about what people are doing? Is only Matatron. Because he's at the same time part man, part malach. So therefore, he could be a cipher, because he understands people. He was a person. He is a person. He lives half in this world and half in the other world. And therefore, it's the same way as Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we understand, when someone is trying to create that establish that relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special matana, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's part man, he's part malach, part Hashem, and he's the one who's going to build that relationship. What's fascinating is the Zohar says the following thing. It says the Zohar, in every Talmud Chacham has a nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Talmud Chacham is straddling two worlds. He's part in this world, part in the next world, right? If you're talking about a real, genuine Talmud Chacham. He is, for us, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need a Moshe, because we are very physical. We need someone who has so much spirituality that he could be a bridge between us and Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all. In every generation, we all have a Moshe, and that Moshe is the person who's going to help us to be able to create our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one of us, through the Moshe that we have in our lives, so that we can also say Na'aseh v'Nishma and have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great Shabbos, everyone.